Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So here is an amazing sentence from the latest iteration of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. When you do look through it, your eyes will see we have been told that Paul Levesque is discussing some surprises that right now nobody else is talking about. Now, what the hell does that mean? Well, we're about to find out. Why? Here's why. The answer is because that's my damn job. Now, the cool thing about this statement is that if it is accurate, while we're here going, oh, Bray Wyatt, Sasha Banks, Naomi, Lars Sullivan. Nobody's saying that last one. Actually, in WWE HQ, they have a brand new list, and they're looking for some interesting individuals. Now, I like that a lot because the best thing about professional wrestling are the surprises you don't see at all. And it also has me scratching my bald noggin because I thought about it and I thought about it and I thought about it. I don't have the hell know what they could be talking about. I mean, you have to assume that we are referring to signings because the word people was used in that sentence. But who else out there is there to even grab? Very kindly, people sent me a message going, Simon, it's you. I can confirm right here, right now, it's not me. In fact, I think they may hate me. Mostly because I have the finger of power. Now, I did do a quick Google to see who actually is a free agent right now, or at least who would be able to jump ship quite easily. But even then, it is quite difficult. But here's what I came up with. Because there is Big Damo, the former Killian Dane, and Alexander Wolf, and don't forget they used to be a tag team in World Wrestling Entertainment, and if you did bring them back, I think they'd absolutely smash it, and you could even throw Eric Young out there. Now, I know he's contracted to Impact, but it's going to be pretty hard to say no if Triple H picks up the phone and says, hi, Eric, would you like to come back? And also, Mr. Young has always said those two always had a good relationship. We better keep our eye on it. I mean, do you not think he would want that? That was an actual question. I don't know the answer. Look at me. You also do have the likes of Carlito, but that doesn't seem like the game's MO at all. And if he actually brought back somebody like Alberto Del Rio, I think I would have to eat my face out of sheer shock. Only Lorcan may be a better guess, because once again, him and Triple H worked down at NXT, and they also seem to get on. Plus, there's random ones out there, such as Alan Angels. I mean, he does have national TV experience, he did have a little bit of momentum, and he recently left AEW. You just never know. Also, maybe when we are talking about this, they do mean down there in NXT. Eric Rowan is still out there too, and that one writes itself if Bray does come back. And dare I say the name? Yes, I do believe I dare say it. Enzo Amore. Because again, when you do hear that guy talk about Mr. Levesque, it's in pretty glowing terms. I'm not sure what he's doing recently, but I did interview him a few months ago, and that guy can still talk. I wouldn't rule it out. Then there is Harry Smith, John Morrison, Tucker, which is my personal favourite, because then finally we can reunite Heavy Machinery, and Marco Stunt. And before you roll your eyes, when you do have somebody that is that small, instantly they become more interesting, and think of all the things you could do with said person. And sure, after a while, maybe you'd run out of plans, but I still want this to happen. I mean, it baffled my brain so much, I did eventually turn to social media, cheap plug at SimonMiller316, and I said to the Miller universe, somebody shoot me, you tell me your ideas, and the funniest and the best ones will get on this there video. That's exactly what I've done. Now, I would love to name drop you all, but the amount of people that said, oh, it's going to be that Luigi Primo guy who spins the pizza dough on his finger. We recently saw him at AEW. I mean, there were so many of them. I lost track, but I just want to say, I love that this is happening And I genuinely mean it when I say I hope he becomes the next big star. A lot of you also said Repo Man, so you get a bow and bless your heart. Whereas Michael came in with the first serious one, it took a while, and he said Ishii, the Good Brothers, and Heath Slater. Now, I don't know what the contract issue is with the first two, but there have been some murmurings that Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson are available to sign. Maybe he will go get him. Another was from Robert, who said that Aiden English may return to WWE as a color commentator. And I would be really down for that one. His work in Impact has been very good. I just like the guy. Brandy was also convinced that they were going to add to their women's division and maybe bring back Melina. And once again, I can kind of see it and kind of not see it. Whereas McFluffy, which I'm 100% sure is his real name, said, I'm going to read this to you, that Vince McMahon is coming back in a mask with the name El Vahillo. And let's face it, if that did happen, we'd all have to stop wrestling, watching wrestling, stop manifesting it into existence. We had a very interesting shout from Disgusted, which is a lovely handle, because he said EC3. Now, I think when Disgusted said it, he was kind of joking around. But look, Braun Strowman is now back on SmackDown. He's good friends with Ethan the Carter III. And when Carter was down at NXT, him and Triple H did indeed seem to be boys. I don't think it's as crazy as you think it is. Spursy Dave will continue to have a poor run of results. And yes, that was a Tottenham Hotspur joke, because he predicted that the Blue Meanie and Nunzio are going to come back to the Fed. And actually, I'd be all right with that. I like Nunzio. He used to make me laugh. And then there were a bunch of people that suggested Katie Vick. Was it not bad enough when we did this in 2002 or whatever it was? Why would you keep bringing it up when we're trying to bury it? Now, indeed, please feel free to go and read through that thread, because there are some doozies in there. But right now, I just think we have to take everything with a pinch of salt, because the other rumor doing the rhyme right now is that the Young Bucks rang up a friend in WWE and said, oh, let us speak to management because we want to come in, when it actually turned out they did ring a friend in WWE. But that was the whole story. And this is going to be our level of news. We have to change direction. What are we going to next week? Sheamus rings up his mum. It's like, oh, whoop-de-doo, I don't really care. Even if there was some truth to it, it's still not like, oh my gosh, because that's what every wrestler should be doing, whether you work in WWE, Impact, Ring of Honor, AEW. When your contract is coming due, you play both sides off against the other so you get the most money. If you don't do that, you're shooting yourself in the foot. So I am properly baffled, gazumped, confused, and stumped, because I do not know what this is relating to, but it is so exciting right now, because not only has professional wrestling in general gone through some shifts recently, but now it seems we may get a surprise that no one even knows is meant to be a surprise. Like usually in 2022, somebody walks out and goes, hey ho, we've got a surprise. And that's really good, because it gets you excited in your tum-tum, but I'd much rather just be sitting there and go, oh, that person is back. Is basically what we did with Johnny Gargano. And I will throw in some last names there too for you to get interested about. Tyler Breeze, for example, Fandango. Let's point those two people back together. Bo Dallas, and let him do his Bo Leave gimmick, but properly this time. And then, you know what? Doink the Clown. That's right, it's been a while. I think it's time for Doink the Clown to come back, but not as the I'm talking about the weird Psycho It version that when it first did come around, may have scared me a little bit.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.